The British supergroup Smokey will be touring South Africa from the 18th to the 22nd of September as part of their 45th anniversary tour. I'm talking to Pete Lincoln, lead singer of Smokey. Pete, you replaced the previous lead singer in Smokey a few years ago, but you became a Smokey member quite quickly.
Yep, I joined Smokey back in 2021. It wasn't so difficult for me to replace the singer. It's not the first time I've done it. Also, of course, I've been friends with Smokey for 30 years or more, so we've been friends for a long, long time, so it was easy for me to do it.
Tell us about your background. You also played for Sir Cliff Richard and a number of other well-known artists.
Yes, I've played with a number of artists in my career coming through. My first big professional gig was with a French artist called Julien Clerc. Toured the world with him. I was a member of Shakin' Stevens' band in the 80s and early 90s, and then I joined Sir Cliff Richard's band. Did a lot of studio session work, working with all kinds of artists then. So yeah, that was my background, guitar player and singer, not necessarily in that order.
The founder member of Smokey, Terry Utley, also used to say that Smokey is a sound and doesn't belong to one member. Do you have the same view?
Yes, indeed. I believe that Smokey is, in fact, a sound and an overall vibe rather than being reliant upon one individual. It's very much a team effort, and it's a style and a catalogue of songs and a brand, if you like. That's what Smokey is, and it still exists and it's still going really strong.
Terry passed away a few years ago. He was very fond of South Africa, but he played a very important role in Smokey.
Yes, it was very sad to lose Terry. Terry passed away at the end of 2021. He was indeed very fond of South Africa. He enjoyed touring there, especially the red wine. But no, all joking apart, he was an amazing guy. He played a vital role in Smokey for all those years. But, you know, it was his wish and the wish of many of the fans that the band should continue without him. And we're still flying the flag. And as long as we have breath in our bodies, we'll continue to do it. Why would you want to stop?
Now, Smokey replaced Terry as a bass player with a very young bassist. Tell us about him.
Yes, replacing a founder member of a band is not an easy task, obviously. When Terry was suffering from ill health in later years, in more recent years, Martin Bullard's son, Luke, who's a fine musician, guitarist and bass player and singer, he stood in for Terry when Terry was either hospitalized or unable to meet the obligations of the band. And it seemed like the obvious solution. Lots of other bands have done this. You know, if you look at the Eagles, Glenn Frey's son joined the Eagles after the demise of Glenn Frey. And it was a perfect fit. Luke's a lovely guy. He makes his dad proud working with his young son on stage. And the fans seem to love him. It gives the band some eye candy for the young girls to look at, I guess, too.
Are you in the process of getting younger audiences?
Getting a younger audience isn't necessarily a calculated thing, but I'm always surprised at how the music of Smokey transcends generations. It's always a delight to see younger people in the audience. Obviously, it's great to see diehard fans who've been with the band since day one, even, you know, they've been there forever and still supporting the music of Smokey. But it's so encouraging and refreshing to see young faces in the audience. Like I said, we're not doing anything deliberate or constructive to try and capture the hearts of young people. But if they want to come and enjoy the music of Smokey, they're most welcome.
Why is Smokey so popular after all these years?
Smokey remains popular after all these years. It's good time music, you know. It's good time music. It's infectious music. It's easy to sing along music. There's no nastiness in the music. There's no negative side to it. It's just really good time music. A whole raft of hits that came from the 70s onwards that people know and love. They're still being played on the radio all around the world. And some bands are just lucky, I guess, to have that catalogue and that brand name that still carries the weight to pull an audience that people want to hear and hear those songs being performed. And that's what we do.
What is your favourite Smokey song and why?
My favourite songs to play on the show, I think, are of the hits, that is, A Few Dollars More. I really enjoy singing that. And also, Don't Play Your Rock and Roll. I think I really enjoy both of those. I enjoy the whole show, really, the whole catalogue. there's nothing there that I think, oh God, I've got to sing that again. There's none of, that doesn't really happen. So it's always good to do a show. It's always lovely to see an audience, and it's always great to see them singing along with all of the songs. But I do enjoy singing A Few Dollars More and Don't Play Your Rock and Roll.
Where and when will you be performing in South Africa?
So yeah, we're traveling down to South Africa in mid-September. And we'll be performing at the Cape Town Grand West Arena on Wednesday the 18th. Then we'll be traveling off up to Joburg and doing a show in Pretoria at Moroletta campus. And then we'll be going to Port Elizabeth, playing the Madibas. I don't know how you say that. Madibas Indoor Centre in Port Elizabeth on Saturday the 21st of September. And then on Sunday the 22nd, we'll be doing the Carnival Big Arena at in Joburg. So really looking forward to all of those four shows. Can't wait to see everybody. It's going to be great fun being back with you all again.
Where can your fans book tickets?
So yeah, if you're looking for tickets for the Smoky shows in South Africa, you can book tickets on www.ltickets.co.za. You can get them on 011-815-3000 or from www.smoky.co.za. Get those tickets, guys. We'll see you there.
Are you looking forward to your tour in South Africa?
Am I looking forward to the tour in South Africa? What do you think? Of course I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. It's always a blast to be there. We're going to have a great time. The shows are going to be great fun. And come and see us. Come and say hi. We don't bite.
Pete, you spend more time in the air than on the ground.
Well, we do spend a lot of time in the air, as you can guess, a lot of flying around year on year on year on year. It doesn't stop. It seems that people still want to see the band, and the only way we can do that is by jumping on a plane and going to visit some wonderful territories. And it's just great, honestly. You know, what's not to enjoy? Sometimes, yeah, all right, sometimes the travel gets a bit much, but the gigs and the shows make up for it, of course.
Will you have some free time in South Africa, and what would you like to do?
Well, we're not going to have much time, much free time in South Africa this time. It's unfortunate that it's such a whistle-stop tour. We're coming in a couple of days before the first show, so we may get a chance to see a little bit, do something. I don't know what yet. We find it's always, we're usually treated very well. We get great hospitality while we're there, so I'm sure we'll have something to take away with us to remember the tour by, apart from the shows themselves, of course.
Why must South Africans book for the Smoky shows?
Why must South Africans book for the Smoky shows? Well, again, what do you think? Come on, guys, just come and enjoy some live music. It's still all live. There's no tricks. There's no real modern technology being used. It's a live band, live vocals, nothing recorded. And it's just a show full of energy, full of fun. We have a good time on stage, and I hope that transfers over to the audience. So you're guaranteed the best time. Just get those Smoky tickets and come and see a show.
Do you have any new material?
We don't actually have any brand new material to play, although we do try and keep the show varied. The trouble is, with a band like Smoky, the set list almost writes itself because you have so many hits to include. You can't afford to leave them out, because if you leave something important out, somebody will come up and hit you over the head and say, "Oi, why didn't you play such and such a song or X, Y, Z?" So yeah, we don't have any brand new material, but we do have some great songs and some great music to play for you. So come and see us.
And do you have a message for your South African fans?
This is Pete Lincoln from Smoky, and we are coming to South Africa playing four shows across your beautiful country in September. So please, please come and see us. You'll have a great time with some real live music, no tricks, some real live music on stage, performed with a lot of fun and a big heart. All the songs you want to hear. You might even find out who Alice is if you're really lucky. Okay, see you guys.